Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received. All of our agents are currently assisting other callers. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Thank you for calling VA Health Connect. Calls are answered in the order received and may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Good morning. Thank you for calling VA Health Connect, 24-hour call center. This is Annette. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali Winkler. I'm calling from Family First Care, Home Care Agency. We're working with one of the veterans, Ronald King, to switch the hours to our agency. The patient wants to switch to us. We're trying to find out who this social worker is so we can get in touch and connect the patient with the social worker.
What's the veteran's name?
Ronald King.
Spell it for me.
It's R-O-N-A-L-D, King, K-I-N-G.
And what's his date of birth?
His date of birth is January 28, 1956.
Okay, and what was your name?
My name is Naftali.
And you're calling from where?
Family First Care.
Okay. Let's see. My system moves here. So it doesn't look like he has a social worker. He's not assigned a primary care team with the VA.
So I guess he's not enrolled into a VA benefits.
No, he is enrolled. He's just not assigned a primary care doctor.
So how
does
can
he
we
get
like
it? Does he receive his care at the VA?
I think so. I'm not sure 100%. But he wants to apply for home care services for long-term care. So
Okay. We
know that if the patient has VA benefits, one of the benefits is home care. So if they have a social worker, we can reach out to schedule an assessment and ask for to approve hours if they approve. But I don't know how to deal with it. Just if you say it's not.
One moment. I just want to check. Because it looks like he lives in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Let me see. Let me check the Philadelphia system. It looks like he's not assigned to a primary care doctor. So the first step would be him getting assigned or connected to a primary care doctor. Once he does that, they would create a team for him, including social work.
So the doctor was like referring the patient to the VA, medical center or something?
Right. He would have to get assigned a primary care doctor, which would include, like I said, a primary care team. That would be doctors, case managers, social workers, things like that. And he's not assigned. He has. He's not connected with a primary care doctor with us.
But he has to go to a doctor from the VA, I guess.
Well, he has to be assigned a primary care team. Not necessarily has to go to a primary care doctor. There's other veterans that have outside primary care doctors, but they also have a primary care doctor with the VA. So he would need to have a primary care doctor assigned.
So how can he do that? Like, he should go to his own doctor to request a referral or something, or how does it work?
He would call us, and we would set him up with a new primary care doctor, and at that point, they would schedule an appointment with that doctor, and then that doctor would, you know, set up a referral for his, you know, services through you guys.
So he can call, I guess he can call you in to set that up.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll have the patient call in to do that, and yes.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Nope. Appreciate your help here.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Thanks.